boy down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA country. We take pride in the work that we do and show up every day. Like the ones that came before us that were built this way. We'll stand up for what we love because we believe in the USA, God and family and being free. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised. This is NRA country.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I, here with the Vulgar Vogger, Matty G and Peanut. We've got the Conservation Federation of Missouri on the line with our great friend Tyler Swartz. We're going to talk a little bit about this Conservation Federation of Missouri. They got a lot of things going on, growing quickly, lots of events. Let's do a little intro for our guest.
Mossy oak swamp bottom do drop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on. He showed me how to cast a line.
Hey, welcome to the show, Tyler.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you on. I always enjoy when you come in the studio with us and hang out. We go get breakfast. A little different from the phone.
Yes, it is. But miss you guys, but glad to be on the phone with you today.
So what's new? What's going on with the Conservation Federation? Why don't you update our listeners about events and things coming up? Start with the most current and take a little run at it here. Let's see what's going on with you guys.
Sounds good. We've got our media camp coming up. It's a fishing trip. We're going down to Taneycomo and bring in all the different media guides and specialists, and hopefully you're going to join us as well down there.
Yes, indeed.
So we've got that coming up. After that, we've got Conservation Day at the Capitol coming up on March 27th. And, you know, we're just up the street from the Capitol, and gives us an opportunity to really be the voice of Missouri outdoors out there for everyone involved and concerned in conservation and state parks, all the different organizations that we represent. It's wonderful to be this close and to be an advocate for everyone out and that loves the outdoors.
Yeah, that's a good event. That's something that's very important that a lot of Missouri hunters and fishermen and hikers and campers don't realize how important it is to do that work.
Exactly. Then on March 9th, 10th, 11th, that's our big annual convention. So if we're really getting geared up for that. That event always brings 400 or 500 outdoor enthusiasts together here in Jefferson City, and we've got a great group of people. We do our awards banquet on Friday night, and then Saturday night we get everybody together in our live auction, silent auctions. Just really got a lot of great trips and prizes and different things that we do to, you know, raise funds for keep the voice going for the outdoors.
Yeah, we'll get you back on when we get a little closer to that, and you can give us more details on that.
That sounds great. So we've also got our lineup of events for our pull for conservation, we do different shotgun shoots, skeet shoots, and then we travel to each city throughout the year. So we've got a great lineup. We've got all our dates set for 2018, so we're really looking forward to all the events that will be happening this year for Conservation Federation.
Yeah, I always enjoyed you guys' convention. That's a lot of fun and a great time and fellowship and get to talk to everybody. And the silent auction, that was always fun to watch the guys and gals. There was a young man the last one I was at, kept going up and checking on my DVDs. Little guy, you know, if he'd asked, I'd have gave him all my DVDs. I love those kids, but I was glad to see he finally won that. Now, this fishing trip, this is back at Tanikelmo again. It's the media event. That was a great event last year, and really looking forward to that.
That's good. Yeah, it starts on Super Bowl Sunday, and then we'll run through Monday fishing. Lots of great sponsors, an opportunity to see Branson, let's see what they got to showcase, and then on Tuesday, kind of, you know, more of the same fishing and different meals. We're going to eat good, I'll tell you that. We've got a great lineup of food and restaurants and different things, so really looking forward to getting everybody out there, and we've got some good messages that we want to really portray to everybody that's out there, and let them know the strong voice that conservation has in Missouri.
Absolutely. And I just, in the February issue of this year, I've got an article about last year's trip. I just mailed you guys a copy of that, and also it's going to be on Midwest Outdoors Television from last year's event. So that should be pretty cool. Super Bowl Sunday. So the guys are going to gather and watch a little football that first evening?
Yes, absolutely. All the wings you can absolutely eat. We're going to have a Super Bowl party there at Lily's Landing and the resort marina there. That's where we'll be staying. And go from there. We'll kick it off with an early morning breakfast next morning. We'll be out on the water. So it should be a great time.
All right. We've got a ton of listeners out there. We may have some listeners. And I always ask you and Brandon Butler, of course, the executive director of the Conservation Federation of Missouri. But when I get you on, I always like you guys to come back. And we've talked about some events. But tell them, what is the Conservation Federation of Missouri, what you guys do, and how they can join and help support conservation in our great state?
No, absolutely. It's to ensure conservation of our wildlife, our natural resources. And we do that through preservation, you know, of our outdoor heritage, advocacy, education, and partnerships. And those are the three things that we really focus on, and getting our name out there, helping different groups. We do so much education, sponsorship of different things through scholarships, Operation Game Thief. Share the Harvest is a big program. We have thousands and thousands of pounds of meat that get donated every year through the deer hunters, and that's something that goes through our office, and we coordinate with all the processors. So we're just wrapping all that up and from this past deer season. So we're out there trying to do whatever we can to promote conservation. And when I say conservation, I mean all the different outdoor groups, from birds, bees, trees, pheasants, deer, turkey, wildlife, you name it, hikers, bikers, fishers, campers. Everything under the sun, we are the voice for Missouri outdoors.
That's awesome. One of the events you guys do that I really like is in the springtime, the youth turkey hunt. You guys did this last year with the governor's youth turkey hunt. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's an awesome event. So we come in and have dinner with the governor at the mansion every year, and then we go out and get these kids involved. You know, getting the youth out that's the future generation of hunters and fishers and outdoor people. So it's really neat to see the different kids that come in, and some of them never fired a shotgun before. So we spend some time with them and getting them to shoot and to understand the ethics of turkey hunting. And it's a really neat event to see these kids outdoors getting involved and learning something.
Oh, for sure. Give us some information out. How can people join the Conservation Federation of Missouri?
Our website is a one-stop shop for a lot of stuff. So it's confedmo.org, confedmo.org. You can go on there. You can become a member. You can sign up for our convention. There's information about all these events that we've talked about. There's just a lot of great stuff that's on our website. We also have the Legislative Action Center. And right now, Ray, this is a lot of everything that's going on in the Capitol that people don't necessarily understand. You can track what is going on legislative wise too, and so that you just type in your email address and your zip code, and it populates and it lets you know who your representative is, your senator, and it kind of keeps you in the know. So just not necessarily about all the issues and things going on, but just let you know who everybody is.
That's great. Are you guys on Facebook as well?
Yes, we are.
Yep. You've got Facebook. So give out the website again, Bob.
Confedmo.org. Confedmo.org.
Awesome. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning, my friend.
I appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work. And tell Brandon we said hello. Have a great weekend. Thanks,
Ray. You too.
That was Tyler Schwartz with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. We need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on.